You're listening to the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
Welcome to it. It is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is the best tea in the city. Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. How far have you traveled for sex? But the question, however, is, was it worth it? What's the farthest you've ever been? Was it from Joburg to Durban? Okay. Which mode of transport? Because that's also important. Okay. Don't leave those details out. Like, which transport were you using? You flew. Yeah, you didn't feel it. Bus. Well, yeah, now that's a different story. Then we have to ask that question. Yeah. Was it worth it? Yeah. There's a lady who posted now, Arbona. He was in Bloem. I was in Cape Town. School holidays. I'm not going home. I took a bus to Bloem. That's 1,000 kilometers. Eh? 1,000 kilometers in a bus. And it sounds like she did it more than once, so I think it was worth it. Hey? And also, it's important to also put timelines, ne? For your safety. Or why is it like Skumba said, Doctor! Put a timeline there. How far have you traveled for sex? Was it worth it? That's the question. Oh, smoother! How about my dear friends? And I traveled from Pretoria to Newcastle. When I got there, I had to stay at a tavern until late and wait for her uncle to sleep before I could be smuggled into her home. Apparently, Malume was very strict and he had a gun. I stayed indoors for the whole weekend. Hey! Luna has done little lala. Champion, happy. Hello, happy, Mukherebi. Mangna. I made him fly from South Africa to China. Oh, it was worth it.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
And here we are. Here are the 3 teaspoons on why you had to travel far for sex. You desperately needed some. Oh, shame, yes. Because we all know it has to go through a dry spell. So when nature called, you answered. It was kilometers away, so what? In fact, many thought you were crazy to even go there. But hey, you were like, beggars are not choosers here. So if it means kepalama N1 or N3, it's the only way to get some. So be it. 2, you traveled far because a long-time crush came calling. Many people have that one person they always had a crush on. Could you have that thing for this person since high school? You even moved to another province, but your crush didn't end. So when they DM'd you, you're like, Bonamo, I'm taking this opportunity. So you were there, making sure you're fulfilling this long-time crush. And you had to travel. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on why you had to travel far for sex. I agree you're being adventurous. But what is life without adventure, Mar? I mean, listen. Eh? Sometimes you need to add a bit of spice. Even if it means traveling far for sex. Eh? It's part of you being adventurous. I mean, I get a short vacay, mini vacay nyana, to hook up with someone, eh? And just have the best time of your life. Eh? So, how far did you go? Was it worth it? She's a jolly good fellow. She's a jolly good fellow. She's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
Wow, guys, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you walked across the stage yesterday.
We have to. Like, where's the COVID tried to steal
these the moment? The moment.
But yeah, I mean, we did it. We had to.
Well done, Vitsi.
Thank you, Uncle T.
I would invite you for lunch, Marana Masters.
Give me 3 years. Need a passport. Liluna let's the vaccine passport, the master's passport.
Yes. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Don't worry.
And that's the last thing she will say because he plus Lely. JJ, let me talk to you. You are a traveler. How far have you gone?
How far have I gone?
How far have you traveled?
Not more than an hour. But the question is not how far I've traveled. It's what time have I traveled?
What do you mean time?
Yeah, maybe you should have asked that.
Time.
Busijo. Oh, midnight. Oh. Past the 12 o'clock hour.
Never.
No, I tell you. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., yeah. While you guys are sleeping.
I want to give booty call your HD.
It's fine. It's not a booty call if I'm bringing myself. You know, my mom used to say, "Anya guzus baggy shenjeng etapawe." Us tattoos is simple. It was continuing. Manje, if I'm traveling to a far place at odd hours, umpago mambela mustamel. Yes, us package. Us nigele ebafanin. Yes, us nigele. So, yeah, you said it. Nike Bene Plus, I haven't traveled far for the deed, but I've also traveled at odd hours for the deed. Yeah.
No, and at midnight.
Yeah, I used to go to like the East Rand. Nakana, I used to work the AM shift, go YFM.
Yes.
Nekito go Soweto, start in Leondale for the deed, then drive all the way back to here in near Dunkeld to go work my shift. I don't know why I did those dumb things. So Nikito, I get like 1 a.m. And then I have to be at work at like 4:30 in the morning.
Patung. And then you knock off what time?
At 12, and then I go back again.
Tap away.
And when it was not worth it, it's just like, okay, well, sometimes it wasn't really worth it.
And that's the question I asked in the second hour. Hori, what happens when you were supposed to spend a weekend and I didn't?
Kupaling phone ling.
Oh, hamba yung wain al pene plus karo travelle mo fele.
Yeah, literally, kona li emergency kito hamba. Nakana sa tauli ko Eastern Cape. I have a friend who traveled all the way to the Eastern Cape, and then when she got there, it was whack.
And then
you have to stay. You utlaring.
Yeah, stick around. Use the other benefits in the house. Get on the Wi-Fi. I don't know. Stuff.
Fridge.
You travel, right? We're into travel and tourism. And I give you a cause. By bus, by taxi. Right now, I mean, even then you couldn't even afford to fly. And this topic is not only about back then. I mean, we've had stories about this very long weekend. People drove from Welkom to Malamulele. But at least it was worth it. What happens when it is not? And you're supposed to spend the whole weekend there. You remember how back in the day, during school holidays, Rano, kilo check, utlu emfan, utlu etembisa, uye diplof. Or something like relax it out like it. The parentals are home ill. Has it happened to you? How far have you traveled? Share those stories. I'm taking your calls as well.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
So, now I've traveled from Soweto to Ngomazi in Mpumalanga. That's how long I've traveled. Like 5 hours, driving. And I was like, I'm going there. Nobody can stop me. Yeah. I'm going there. And was it worth it? I'm sure. I'm not sure. But Kiko Parimech, I know he's listening. Yeah. So Lalela put warm sweat. I'm gonna rematch.
Rematch. Surprise. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, surprise.
So how's it, Patrick?
I'm good, my brother. Welcome.
Good. May I have two stories? Just a quick one. The first one, this past weekend, I've traveled 400 return. Val, Springs, and came back to Midtown. Just for sex. How have I now? But it was worth it because the show was on another level.
Ah, okay.
The hardest one was when I broke up on a four and a half year relationship.
Yeah.
Drove here to Limpopo. Yeah. When I got there, I was like, what are you doing there? I thought I'm doing a surprise. But I got a surprise of my life.
Hi! Where in Limpopo?
In Sesheho.
Did you go at night or during the day?
During the day. I remember the day. It was a day before Women's Day. and then 8th of August 2019, got there and he told me, 200 kilometers from here to Limpopo, from Midrand. Told me, what are you doing here?
I will finally be told how. Surprise!
We broke up for that day. Little did I know that he found someone else. He told me that she's making me happy, so he needs to go back to Joburg.
Yeah, hi out here. Thanks for the call. Yeah, your name is Surprise. What happens when you get there?
I'm loving Sugar Lang, a pin feeding, a rusting bed.
Sure.
Yo, I'm loving Lambert. Yeah. Lambert, but you couldn't manage my.
Yeah?
Almost 2 years young, every Friday, I'm buying a rusting bed. And then Empire's the corner, we shop Ganjan. Yo, now managing as a soul.
Ah.
Into the young of 2007. Ah, Hutman, I have a bang pata shop, Lapaya. But into the corner, Hutman Lam.
Happy?
Hello.
I penne plus il phone la sizwe ke khuluma penne plus uyephi wena.
Yazi ngizakuthe ukukhumbule kanjani. Ngiyikhani ngiyami ngithi ngizama ukufona ngithi ngikhomenti ngisaya thini sibambe namhlanje.
Ha nix ngiyakwazi. Manje uye wayaphi wena?
Mina I'm traveled all the way to Limpopo.
Yeah.
Ebella.
Chisa.
Yes, eSkwarani.
Hey, usakhumbula negama?
Yeah. Ngiyazi, angingize ngikhothe ngoba namanje uqeda ukufona lo muntu uyangi-invite futhi.
Athi ubuye Venda?
Uthi ngibuye.
Kanti yena wayangezi ngapha, kanti yini?
Uyeza, but sesentisane.
Oh. Hey, kumnandi.
Kumnandi, Venda.
Bakubusa.
Kumnandi.
Bakubusa ngepapa ne-avocado. Ah!
Mama Sonja.
Tita, hey! Hey!
Abasi, acha, Petsi. Let's see, ilim popo salad.
Thank you.
Yabonga, Petsi.
Hey, ima, whoa. Uhamba ngani kuya khona?
Bangilanda, Petsi. Oh, bangilanda, abangirichestela yung usazongilanda from here, okay, all the way from Langya khona.
Uyalanda, nokulanda. Bakusha nge Uber, ekusuka la, ikubeke Venda.
Uno driver but ongilandayo angibeke laphaya.
Tata girl. That's why igama lakho uhappy. Uhappy.
Happy but see and problem yami ngengaya ngebus angizwa. So ngafika late. Ngabona mina imoya nje ebusuku. Langiphinde ngaze ngengiphinde isiri yangilanda oba yangilanda.
Hi, Sabongile. Bye-bye.
I have traveled from Joburg to Richards Bay. And the question is, was it worth it?
Yes.
No, it wasn't, meaning the sex. But I get to experience KZN, have a mini holiday, eat nice food, just to explore. But the sex wasn't that great. Mm. And it went on for like 8 months, to close to a year. It wasn't worth it, though. It wasn't worth it. But that's what we do.
That is the benefit of Mujolo by via distance. If it doesn't work out, it becomes a travel and tourism. Vugile, hi. Vox.
Yeah, Tibos.
Hola.
Shop on foot.
Kick grand out here.
Shop me. Especially, I want to congratulate your wife, Napaseka Mugwini.
Thank you, sir.
So her studies and stuff. And the Fano Nabartimang is coming. I'm invited. I'm going to start Fano Hangwad. Fano Nati, I want to cover the only insurance. Oh, I'm going to insure. I want to hire Intasaguta. Let's go to the topic.
Sure.
I've traveled from Soweto to Alberton. That's far for me, bro. That's far for me because I don't have a car. Listen, bro. I have to take a taxi from Soweto to Joburg, from Joburg to Kapahong. I get lost. I was supposed to go to Alberton. I went to Kapahong. Then I told the taxi driver. I told the taxi driver, no, I'm going to open for another month on. I'm going to open for another month on. I'm going to take the wrong way. I'm over to the Alberton. Arriving at her house, I thought she was alone. She was with a cousin sister. She was sick of flu. She didn't go to school. I didn't get the bank. Once I found it.
So it was worth nothing. On Monday, we could get up and
Lalel. And then young blame among busy penny plus. Young blame.
No, I don't blame you, bro.
Oh, okay, all right, bro. Sharp game of books.
Yo, mina ngasuka from Joburg to Eastern Cape. Cabanga nje just for a cloth cloth. Joburg to Eastern Cape. Mm-hmm. And they how many hours left? From 6 wasebusuku. We figure 8 or 6 in. Yeah, ne? Yeah. Life.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.